What's up, guys? It's Holden Twist, and this is my podcast, Living Life in Quarantine. In this podcast, I will share with you how the coronavirus came to be. As we all know or should know by now, we are living in a pandemic. What's a pandemic? To me, it's a disease that makes people go crazy, is what I've kind of figured out. Anyways. This is known as the coronavirus, or also heard as COVID-19. The 19 and the COVID means the coronavirus disease started in 2019, which it did. And I'm going to go into a personal perspective here and just say, not even going to lie, at the beginning of this, like, the first time I ever heard of this, I honestly didn't think anything of it. Thought it was just something to freak people out, because it seems like almost every election year there's always something that will just get the people freaked out and thinking, and I don't know, it's just, to me it seems like that. I first heard about it when we did our first current events and speech. And like I said, didn't think anything of it. But now I'm starting to realize very slowly that, I mean, schools all over are closing. I think there's barely any schools opened. I mean, there's millions of kids out of school being homeschooled, which is insane. That's a lot of kids on internet right now. So it's made me realize maybe this is something I should take in perspective and make me, myself, live a healthier lifestyle and realize everything I touch could possibly have it, because it's fairly contagious. And yeah, just everyone, just be careful out there. Stores. I don't know if you guys know, but I mean, stores, they've done a lot of stuff to work around this coronavirus. I went shopping 2 months ago over in Brigham City, and let me tell you, I thought that toilet paper stuff was a joke. I got there, and there was none. There was none in any of the stores 2 months ago. And now it's just gotten to the point where stores have to make their own rules, such as, you can only have two things, such as at Stokes. You can only take two things of one thing, one specific item. That way you're not buying everything and everyone can have a share. But they're cutting back hours, which is also taking away hours for people that work at the stores trying to make money, which is awful. Yeah, that toilet paper is crazy. I can't believe it. I would not want to go without toilet paper, but, you know, whatever. The Walmart in Logan has made it where it's only adults can shop in the set hours. It's crazy how we have been affected by this pandemic. Never lived in one. This is certainly my first time, and it's all new to me. It's all new to a lot of us, really. Now I'm going to kind of turn the tables for a bit and kind of give the talk on what scientists are kind of assuming scientifically what started this whole coronavirus. Their guess has kind of just led up to this. Now, I found this on NPR.org. Scientific evidence overwhelmingly points to wildlife and to bats as the most likely origin. A man known as Wang, whatever you want to say, is an expert in zoonotic diseases, also known as diseases animals can give to humans, or spread from animal to human. Coronavirus is not the only disease we can get from animals. There's several others, such as Lyme disease, rabies, West Nile, and SARS virus, and of course, the coronavirus. I also found this thing on the same website, NPR.org. The 2003 outbreak of SARS was eventually traced to the horseshoe bats in the cave in Yan'an province of China. This took over a decade to trace and figure it out. A decade. They are worried the coronavirus will take nothing but time, as well as Chinese scientists found a 96% match with the corona samples taken, and it led to the horseshoe bats, as the SARS did in 2003. A decade is 10 years at least it took that. Scientists are worried that coronavirus will take that or longer, but we're hoping that, you know, the coronavirus will fade away and one day we'll figure out what actually started it. But 96% of that has led to those bats that started that same thing in 2003. But you gotta remember, there's that other 4%, and scientists are saying that 4% is a lot. You wouldn't think 4% would be a lot, but if you, the 4% is actually a very wide variety in evolutionary time. Like I said earlier, I honestly, like, didn't think this would become a big deal. Like, I never would have thought it gotten this bad, as it is very contagious, really. If you touch the same door as someone else, you just better wear gloves and a mask, as they say. And honestly, everyone just needs to stick to the rules and stay home as much as possible. Not go out shopping and doing what they're doing right now, because if they keep that up, we ain't ever gonna get out of this. So now I'm kind of going to go into some factual stuff that I've noticed and kind of looked up. I know it started in China. I figured it would just stayed over there and just kind of gone away, but no. Nope. New York has been hit so hard with this. According to New York Times, in 4 weeks, 22 million Americans have lost their jobs. That's a lot of people without jobs. And just in Idaho, just here, 1,453 confirmed cases and 33 deaths. That's quite a bit, really. Just in the U.S. all around, 644,746 confirmed cases, 52,663 have recovered, 28,593 dead, New York being the top with 213,779 confirmed, 17,089 recovered, 11,586 dead. So New York has made up most of our total, making the U.S. the hardest hit death-wise. That's a lot of deaths for the virus, where really, us Americans had, it mostly started here in America around January. So if you think about it, it's only been about 4 months. So anyways, this is my rundown on this. Trump is trying his hardest to make our lives as good as he can, because, I mean, we're all, most of us can't work unless the job is something important. So he sent out a check for all of us. If we've all got it, great. I hope so. But I just want everyone to realize we have a pretty good president to help us out. Thank you, guys.